Hi.
Hi.
Come in.
What's this?
I'll tell you later.
Where's Bahar?
You came late, so she went home. Why did you come so late?
I was busy. I didn't notice the time.
Tea's ready. Do you want a cup?
Yeah.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Why didn't you tell Bahar to stay?
I did, but she said she had to go.
Nazanin, what are those things by the door?
Mum, I'll go get dinner ready.
Okay, honey.
I said, what are those bags doing next to the door?
They belong to Beta.
Why did she pack her bags?
She's trying to scare us so she can get what she wants.
Why?
So she can do whatever she wants without us complaining. Don't worry about it. She has nowhere to go. She's been calling everyone all day, but she's got nowhere to stay. Don't worry. Drink your tea.
I'm really not thirsty. Please have your dinner. I want to talk to you for a few minutes.
Okay.
Look, I don't want to babble on, as you call it.
I never said such a thing to you, Father.
Why then did you pack your bags, eh? Do you want to forget your family just like that?
I want to move out of here so that I can stop being such a nuisance to my family.
You think if you leave your home, we'll really be happy? That we won't care where you are or what you're doing out there? So do you think we'll really stop worrying about you if we stop seeing you? Is that what family really means to you? Is that all it means? I always thought that getting a university degree could change a lot of the wrong beliefs people have these days. That's why I always wanted the three of you to finish your education. That's just not always the case, is it?
I do study, Dad.
I know. You study, don't you? You go to university. You always get good grades. What does that mean? It means you're smart. But going to university and studying and being smart haven't changed your way of thinking. You're still living your life the same way as a schoolgirl would.
Does going to university mean that I shouldn't care about the way I look anymore?
Do you really think you look better now?
I'll get better. This is the natural side effect of these injections. It'll get better if I just give it some time.
I hope that's the case. That's not my point, Peter. It's fine for a girl to care about her looks, but that's all you ever think about. And go after in life is horrible, honey. Everything is good in moderation. Not just in moderation, though. That's all you must look for in life.
I care about my looks. Maybe you're right and it's not a good way to think, but it's just the way I am, Father. I can't think like you.
If you really do reach the conclusion that the way you're thinking is wrong, then you can change it.
I haven't reached that conclusion yet.
That's what's worrying me. The side effects and problems you have to go through now or in the future to look prettier isn't all I'm afraid of. What worries me most is the more you think about your looks, the less time you spend on your personality. The thing I'm worried about the most is the personality you're actually creating for yourself. Get up. Go and bring your luggage inside. No one loves you more than your family does. even if you do 100 things worse than this to yourself. I don't want anyone to look at you in the wrong way. Who do you think is waiting for you there? A bunch of wolves who only want to use you.
Hello?
Where are you, Ismail?
Hi, how are you? I'm outside. I found a job. I'm going there to sign the contract now.
Come to our house first.
I'll come in the afternoon.
I said come here first. We need to talk.
But what's the matter?
You'll find out soon enough.
Hello.
Hi, Ismail. How are you? Come in.
Thanks. Is Samaneh home?
Yes, she's in her room. Samaneh! Ismail's here, honey. Go on up, son. I'm going out to buy some bread.
Okay.
You'd better stay for lunch.
I don't want to trouble you.
It's really no trouble. Go
Thank
on, darling.
You. Hello? Don't you want to talk? Come on. You have no idea how I got myself here. What happened?
Why did you lie about Manoush?
Oh, is that why you made me come here?
Do you really think that making false accusations isn't important?
What did I lie about? What accusations?
Didn't you say that Manoush went to the restaurant with Mr. Ruhi?
Yes, I did. And I'll say it again. What is it? Did she deny it? Come with me and I'll show you.
When they were going to the restaurant, Yasaman and Mr. Fakir were with him too.
So just because they were there too, it doesn't matter that Manoush went with him. But look, Samaneh, they...
Listen, Ismail, don't act that way. Didn't you tell my dad that Manoush and Mr. Ruhi were holding hands when they were getting into the car?
Yes, and I'll say it again.
So Mr. Ruhi was holding Manoush's hand in front of his daughter and son-in-law?
Maybe. Maybe they were holding hands in a way that no one would see them. I don't know, maybe they...
That's enough, Ismail! What do you take me for? Why do you lie so much? Do you really enjoy humiliating people by spreading rumors about them?
Well... When you don't listen to me, that's the only thing that I can do.
All you do is lie. Do you think it's right to start rumors about people, Ismail?
First of all, I didn't lie. But even if you were right and I lied, I had a good reason for it. I did it to save our marriage. Look, it's called a white lie. A lie that happens for the best reason.
I was so wrong about you. I'm only getting to know you now. You're prepared to do anything you can to get what you want. Nothing matters to you but your goals.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing matters to me but you. You're what matters to me, Samaneh. You mean more than the entire world to me.
More than your faith as well, Ismail. You're ready to put aside your beliefs to make me become the person that you want.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I said sorry. Stop it.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to stop it. For good.
What do you mean?
I want to tell my mom and dad everything tonight. Everything that I've been keeping to myself this entire time. I'm going to tell them everything.
What do you want to tell them?
That I don't want to live with you anymore.
Samaneh, do you know what you're saying? Do you want to ruin our life together because of a little white lie?
A little white lie? go, Ismail. Get out of here.
Look. Samaneh. Look, I won't lie to you anymore. Not even a white one. I won't make up any rumors. I won't get angry. I'm promising you, okay? I said I promise. Did you hear that?
You can't do it, Ismail. You need help.
Samaneh, don't you love me? Well, help me.
I cannot. I can't help you by myself. You need to see a counselor.
Oh, come on. You always end up saying the same thing whenever we talk. Why don't you get it? I told you before, I don't believe in counselors and therapists and all that rubbish. Please.
Okay. You either see a counselor or we will get a divorce first thing tomorrow morning.
What? Look, I'm not going to see a counselor. And I'm certainly not going anywhere to get a divorce from you, you hear me?
Well, that solves it then. I'll go to court tomorrow by myself and file for a divorce.
I knew it. I just knew it all along. I knew that that girl would end up ruining our lives. She finally got what she wanted. She finally got what she wanted!
My decision has nothing to do with Manoush. It's about you and your behavior. Look, Ismail, open your eyes a bit. This time, I am not changing my mind with your pleas and your crocodile tears.
Okay. Make an appointment for me to see the counselor, but there's one condition. Look, you have to stop hanging around with that girl, Manoush, for the rest of your life. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I said I don't believe in counselors, but because you want me to, I'll go, okay? Fine, I'll go see a counselor. What about you? You said Manoush is a good girl, but I don't want you to hang around with her because I don't like her, okay? That's all there is to it. What is it? Didn't you say your decision has nothing to do with Manoush?
Of course it doesn't.
Then what are you thinking about? We're making a deal here, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Can I help you?
Can I see Mr. Ruhi?
He's not here now.
Will he be back today?
I know, he'll be back, but I'm not sure when.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can I ask your name?
I'm Mr. Talebi. I'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Ruzme?
Yes?
Who was that?
Mr. Talebi.
What did he want?
He wanted to see Mr. Ruhi.
Then why did he leave?
He said he'll be back later. Anything you need before I go?
Go where?
I've already told Mr. Harry that I have leave a bit earlier today.
Well, if you've told Mr. Harry, then go. But from now on, if you want to go earlier, you need to tell me about it.
I have to tell you?
That's right.
Mr. Talebi.
Hello, Mr. Ruhi.
Hello. What a surprise. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too.
How's your daughter? Dr. Tajik said her operation went well, thankfully.
Thank God. That's what I'm here for. My wife and I don't know how to thank you for everything. This is for you.
Thank you so much. No need for flowers, though.
Please don't mention it, Mr. Ruhi. Whatever we do, we won't be able to make up for your kindness.
Knowing your little girls well is more than enough and makes up for everything.
Dr. Tajik said that you paid for the surgery and the hospital bills yourself. Why did you do that? I asked him over and over for him to tell me how much it was, but he wouldn't. You know my situation and how much my income is, but I want to pay you back a bit every month.
No worries. There's no rush at all. Do whatever is easier for you. Don't think about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No one would do what you did for me. It means a lot to me. God bless, God bless.
You're welcome. Now come inside and have a cup of tea.
No,
with
thanks.
Me, won't
I
you?
Won't take
I
any
insist.
More of your time.
Please, come
no,
on.
No, thanks. I didn't want to take up much of your time. Seeing you here meant the world to me. God bless
Likewise.
You. Don't forget the
okay.
flowers.
Take care, Mr. Talebi.
I will, thanks.
God bless you,
God
too.
God bless
Goodbye.
You. God bless you.
Bye
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
God bless you.
Hello, Mr. Rui.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, goodness, is that for me? They're so beautiful, Mr. Rui. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
If I knew a bouquet of flowers would make you so happy, I'd bring you a bouquet every day.
But then the whole office would be filled with flowers. And besides, if you buy a bouquet like this every day, it'll cost a fortune, wouldn't it?
It'd definitely be worth making you happy, I'm sure.
Thank you.
And besides, that's not a problem. You can take them home every day so the office doesn't get filled with flowers.
Thank you.
What are your clothes doing here? Look, you made a mess here with your clothes. Who gave you those flowers?
I brought them home from the office.
Come here and clear your things away. They're all over the place.
All right.
I said put your clothes away.
Mum, please just let me sit down a bit. I want some time to myself. I'll get up in a minute and wash the dishes too.
You keep saying okay, but the house is a mess. What are you doing? What's so special over there? Don't throw your clothes on the bed. Hang them in your cupboard.
What is it, sweetie? Hello, honey. Did you sleep well? Come on, come on. Who's daddy's little angel? Who's daddy's little angel? Who's daddy's little angel? Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Who's daddy's little angel? Look at you. You, huh? Paris, too. Tuba woke up.
Did she wake you up?
No, I was awake. What's wrong? Come here. That's it. That's it.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
We didn't get to talk last night. Meddy, did you talk to your Aunt Sue?
Yeah.
Lay her down a bit. So what did she say?
Nothing. I said I'd talk to Uncle Hamid, and if he agrees, then they will live together after that.
Next time you go there, take me with you.
I'm afraid they'll get upset.
What else can we do? We have to start getting together again. It might be hard to start with, but they'll get used to it. I'll come with you next time. She can say no when she sees me. Okay?
Okay.
Meddy, what are you thinking about?
To be honest, the more I delve into the story, the more I realize that Dad's aunt, Saraya, was behind it all.
How can you say that, Meddy? She's just a helpless old lady. No one would want their nephew to go through such a thing like that, you know? I am an aunt myself. I know how she feels.
One of these days, I'll go to her house and tell her everything I've been keeping in my heart all of these years.
That's not a good thing to do. If she's done anything wrong, she'll suffer the consequences.
Suffer? Well, she's not suffering at all. She made a mess in everyone's lives and now she's living comfortably.
Look, Meddy, you can be sure that she's not happy if she's done anything wrong.
I want to take Uncle Hamid there and show her what she's done to him. I want her to see the impact that her bitterness and jealousy has had on him.
Do not be so cruel. You are blaming everything on her.
Parasu, you don't know anything. I've lived with her. I spent my entire childhood with her. I know how bad she is.
No one has the right to say such a thing. Only God knows who's good and who's bad.
Parasu, sweetie, come in. Breakfast is ready.
Meddy's awake too. We're coming. Soraya was cruel to you when you were a kid, and you couldn't do anything to help yourself. Do you want to punish her now that she's old and can't help herself? I see the difference between the two of you. You want to help your uncle by getting revenge. Do you want to spend your time and energy by getting revenge on Saraya or helping your uncle and his family, huh?
Drink your milk, honey. Hello.
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 How are you, Auntie? This is Parastu with me, my wife.
Nice to meet you.
Come in. Come inside.
Sorry, I insisted on coming here to see you.
Yeah, she really wanted to come.
Nice to see you, sweetie. Go in.
You go in first, Auntie, please. Tell Layla that we're here. I'll close the door.
Layla's not home. She's at school.
Oh. Okay, then.
Go inside.
Thanks. Sorry for coming at a bad time. I think you were sleeping?
Don't mention it. I just had a bit of a headache. How's your little daughter?
She's good, thanks. We should have brought her too, Meddy.
Yeah, we should have.
Go in.
Thanks.
After you.
Come
After
in.
You, Auntie.
Come in.
Excuse me.
Feel at home.
Thanks.
Sit down. Sit down, I'll bring you some tea.
Oh, we don't want to trouble you.
Not at all.
I think she got upset because I came, right?
I told you she wouldn't like it. I just hope she agrees.
She's got such a cozy house. Hmm.
You should have told me your wife's coming, so I would have gotten her a present.
A present for what, Auntie? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, it's a tradition. I haven't done anything for Meddy. And I haven't even gotten you a wedding present. I really haven't been a good aunt to you.
Don't say that. Forgive me for coming to your house unannounced, if you don't mind. But yeah. I'm here to convince you to come with us to see Uncle Hamid, if it's not too much trouble.
Look, Auntie, I know that you told me that you don't want to see Uncle Hamid before he quits, but we wanted to go and tell Uncle Hamid that if he quits, he can come back and live with you and Layla again if he does well. And if you come with us, he'll believe that we're telling the truth.
I'm sure seeing you will motivate him to go to rehab and quit his addiction.
I know that for you, you really don't want to see him in this situation.
It's not about me and what I want.
I think we should all do whatever we can to help someone in need. Mehdi and I have found out a lot of things, and, well, we can't just ignore them. It'll be much better for Uncle Hamid if he sees you and Layla instead of him seeing us.
Come on, Aunt Sue.
Please don't insist on it. I don't want to see Hamid.
Okay.
And I don't want Layla to see her dad.
Please, you don't need to worry about that. I really won't let that happen until you give me your approval.
Mehdi, dear, can I talk to Aunt Sue alone, please?
Okay, I'll be waiting outside then.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm a woman myself. I know I'm asking for quite a lot.
No one knows. What do you know? Do you know that I had to take my daughter with me? With me to work because of the kind of people he brought into our house? When I went to clean other people's homes, my 5-year-old daughter had to sit in a corner and watch me so nothing would happen to her at home. Can you imagine what it was like, sweetie? Can you imagine how it felt for me? Do you know how they looked at my daughter in those homes? Some of them were so heartless that they wouldn't even let their kids get close to my daughter. You understand? Can you imagine, honey? No one knows what I've been through.
Please don't be upset with me. I just want to help you, Aunt Sue.
Back when he began using drugs at Soraya's house, I told him to stop. I told him not to ruin his life. But he wouldn't listen.
Did Soraya know too?
Of course she did. She's the one who gave him the money for it. I told her not to give it to him. I told her that the money would ruin our lives. She went and told Hamid that your wife is trying to blame me for everything. All that mattered for her was that she wouldn't be getting blamed.
Well, why didn't you tell Granddad about it?
He came home that night shouting at me. He said, "They're my own drugs. What's it to you?" He warned me that if I told anyone, then he would take Layla away from me and put her with Soraya and make me leave the house. I kept quiet so I could keep my daughter with me. But after a while he started taking drugs at home too. He'd smoke it in front of my daughter. Luckily he had a fight with Soraya that night and we moved out of the house.
What did they have a fight over?
I don't know. Soraya said something about her room catching fire at the house in Munuriye. And then Hamid got angry and said we had to leave right away. No one would give us a place to rent when they saw the condition he was in. After that, we decided we'd live separately. When I was living alone with my daughter, the landlord would cut our power and water after 9 o'clock each night, so I had to take her out to play in the park at night so she wouldn't realize we had no water and electricity. What else could I have done? I was all alone. I couldn't do anything else. I went through a lot. The landlady is a good woman. She's a very good woman. She's very kind to me. Sometimes she even returns the rent of the house by buying us things. I don't hold any grudges against Hamid. But my daughter has just started. She started living a normal life after all of this time. I don't want to ruin her happiness. Hamid knows very well he can't quit. I told Mehdi as well that he can come back and live with us if he quits. But I can't see him now. No, I can't do that.
Can I come visit you again?
Of course you can. I told Mehdi as well that Layla has to start getting back with her relatives.
Thank you.
If Uncle Hamid quits, then he can start a really good life with his family. They'll forget everything they've been through. If he quits everything, we'll be back to normal, Mehdi. I'm sure of it.
I'll be getting off a few meters ahead, thank you.
Where are you going?
To see Uncle Hamid.
I'll come with you.
No, Paristu, it's not an appropriate place for you. Go home. Right here, thank you, sir. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Don't close it.
There you go.
Give me some too.
Here you go.
Thanks.
It's not always the same.
You're having a great time with this, Hamid. It's good stuff.
Yeah?
Thanks, that's enough for me. Thanks. You're such a big wimp. Just pass it from the spot you sit every day. I'll send you the customers, don't worry about it. If you do this, there'll be good money in it for you as well.
I'm really not scared, you know. I don't like doing that sort of stuff.
I promise there's good money in it.
I don't care.
There's good money in what?
Hey!
How did you get in here? What are you doing here?
Answer me, good money in what?
Answer him! How did you get into my house?
None of your business. What do you want him to sell for you, huh?
Hey.
What does he want you to do for him, uncle? There's good money in what?
Tell me he's your kid!
Yeah, he's my kid. What is it to you, huh?
God's sakes, why don't you leave me alone? Rafi, please, go back to your room. I'll
deal
with it.
You deal with
I'm
what?
Sorry.
I want
I'm
to know
sorry.
Why
oh, whatever.
In
it's
here.
Your lucky day that
hey,
you're just an old man,
it.
Huh?
Let him
tell
go.
Me what do you
Stop.
Want from him, huh?
Let go
what do you
him.
Want him to sell,
Let
huh? Tell
him.
Me, huh? Get off!
Please, go back to your room. I'm so sorry.
Why are you begging him, uncle?
Go on.
Get out of my house, you thug! Ooh!
Why do you have to stick your nose in everything I do? Why won't you just leave me alone? What do you want from me? What's my life got to do with you?
Tell me, what are you begging him for, uncle? For this filth, huh?
What's wrong with you? What did you do that for?
Get lost! Next time I see you here, I'll have you killed!
Next time I'll call the police, huh?
Get lost! Do whatever the hell you want!
Come on. Don't worry about it. I'll deal with it, buddy.
Don't touch me, you hooligan! Get
you
your
watch
spit
your mouth.
Off me!
Watch your mouth, huh?
Okay, don't worry. I will stop him. Go back home. Please, go home. Go
Keep
on.
Keep dreaming. Do you think I'll let you go, huh? I swear I won't
stop
let you live
it.
In peace.
All
place.
Right,
Listen.
Bring the police. The first thing they'll do is kick him out of here and get rid of him for good. Go ahead and do it.
Get out
he
of here.
He won't do a damn thing. I'm his uncle. Don't worry. He won't bring any police here. I'll deal with it myself. Don't worry about it. Sorry about this. Go on, buddy. Sit down. Look at me. Sit down. I'll talk to him. You won't see him around here again. Trust me, I'll take care of him.
I promise you I'll make him regret
okay,
what he did.
Okay,
okay.
He's a good boy. He's not that kind of guy. He just wants me to quit. He's my nephew.
No one's ever punched Rafi in the face.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm sorry. Go upstairs and get some rest. He's just angry. He doesn't understand. It'll be okay.
Go stop
Don't
him.
Don't worry about it, okay? Just go upstairs. It'll be all right, okay? Okay. Why did you make such a mess in here?
Is he the one who gives you the drugs? You have to get out of this house. He won't let you quit as long as you live here. He wants you to stay addicted because he wants your money. You have to get out of this house if you want to quit.
Ah, what are you babbling on about? Why do you keep telling me to quit? What are you saying, huh? You're either stupid or you're acting stupid. It's not as easy as that. Do you think that it's easy? What should I even quit for, huh? Go on. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Go on. I knew you were looking for trouble when I first saw you.
This house is trouble. That savage is trouble. The filth you smoke is trouble.
Look here. I don't want you to care about what's good or bad for me. Just get out of here and leave me alone.
Uncle Hamid, listen. A few days ago, Aunt Sue was telling me how Layla feels so alone. When I heard that, it reminded me of the time when you and my dad had a fight and we left the house in Monteria for the first time. I cried that entire night because I felt that we were so alone. But you came after us the next morning as usual, and you took Mehran and me to school, and you took us on your motorbike, and you talked to us, and you joked around with us the whole way as if nothing had gone wrong, Uncle. And now it's my turn. I promise I will take you out of here, and nothing can stop me. I will get you out of this house, Uncle, I promise you.
The Hamid you want is dead. Your uncle is dead. He's dead. I'm finished. I told you to get out of here and leave me alone. I don't want you to come here ever again.
I won't let you stay here, Uncle. I'll make everything change. Everything.
Stop trying to change me. Try to change Susan and Layla's life instead. Go and help them if you're really a man.
There is nothing that I can do without you, Uncle. Nothing.
Mark my words, I'll show you.
دست و تو از دستم نگی، طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم میارم، دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست، یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنینی. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه، آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه؟ این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی.